And now the Solomon, who is given the credit for writing most of the book of Proverbs, says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Going back further. Y'all in the house. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I told you I would do it. In Genesis 1, and 28, if y'all can put that up for me. Genesis 1, 28. Glory to God. Genesis 1, 28 says, this is talking about the beginning of man's existing creation and his existing and being made to dwell on planet Earth. He was just created in the 26th verse. After God created him, then God did what? What it says in 28? And God, he created him in his own image, after his likeness, and God blessed him. And God said unto him, now he did what? For we have been, Ephesians said, we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, right? Are y'all listening? Amen. Now God blessed him, and then after God blessed him, God said unto him, after he did what? Blessed him, God said unto him. Is God known to give out false information? Are he known to make false statements? Is he known to give out loose words that don't carry no value? So God said unto him, be fruitful. Is that right? And what else? Do what? And what else? And what else? And what else? And have dominion over what? Fish of the sea, fowl of the air, every creeping thing that liveth upon every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Right? Amen. Now, here we find in the book of Ephesians that we have been blessed again. Because Adam sold us out. Adam gave our blessing away and let us come under curse. And mankind have been struggling, trying to make it on his own ever since. But Jesus interrupted our struggling. After a period of about 4,000 years, he interrupted this system that we was under and stuff was going on. He interrupted, he showed up in the earth, a little boy. In a stable. Grew up, walked this earth. He was God manifested in flesh. And every devil, demon, well, I understand it's one devil. We call demons and devils the same. Every devil, demons, evil spirits, and works of darkness did everything they could to kill him. Didn't he do it? But he walked on this earth. He started ministry. He was a Nazarene. Born, he came out of Egypt. He settled in a little town called Nazareth. Yeah. And I've been to Nazareth. I've been to the town of Nazareth. He walked the shores of Galilee. Every case, every situation, every problem. You can read the stories in the Bible. I'm not going to go through them. But I want, because I got a point I got to get to. Satan had people. I want y'all to listen real good. They supposed to have been on God's side. They supposed to have been representing God on the earth. I give it to you like this. John records it like this. Hallelujah. In John Gospel. And for the sake of time, I better just quote some of this we'll go back some other time and read it. It says, in the beginning was the Word with God, and the Word was God. Same in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, without him, that was anything made. And then it goes on to say, he was light, the light shining in darkness. Darkness did what? Comprehended not. Then he said, he came to what? That's what I want to get. He came to his own. And his own did what? Received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power or the right to become the sons of God, right? So these people he went to supposed to have been the people that represent God, supposed to have been God people. But God came to them in human flesh. And they wouldn't even receive him. They gave him the most trouble. Are y'all in the house? Because I'm going somewhere if you'll follow me. This is why the Bible, say the Bible. And what is recorded in it must be understood. And most people try to understand the Bible with this. And it won't work. It won't work. Because they'll foul it up, mess it up, twist it up. And I can go through the epistles and Jesus' teaching and show you where he talked about that. But I don't have time. But here's what we are. If I've been blessed, and God said when he created man that he blessed him with every spiritual blessing, he blessed man and said, be fruitful. Now we've been restored. If I'm blessed, why am I afraid? Why am I struggling? Why am I so intimidated? Why am I, my mind is not at peace and rest? Why is it? If these things are true, and I'm blessed and I can't help it, why is it that there's so many things that's chaos in my life? Hallelujah. Mm.